Nearly 40% of colleges and universities are holding some form of in-person learning this semester, and schools that are inviting students back have put together rules in place to prevent coronavirus outbreaks. Students are expected to police themselves when they aren't in class, but as we've seen, that doesn't always happen. Coronavirus spikes blamed on partying college students has forced some schools to move from in-person to online-only classes. As Carrie Young with member station WBUR in Boston reports, stopping the spread relies on everyone doing the right thing.
That reliance on the honor system is making a lot of people nervous right now.
I just don't trust the student population as a whole to be responsible.
Miranda Rodea is a fourth-year student at Northeastern University. She says seeing a spike in coronavirus in her home state of Texas over the summer sealed the deal for her to stay home and learn remotely. And with most social events canceled, the cost of housing just wasn't worth it.
I just thought there's no point.
But even students who have decided to come back say they're worried.
I honestly, am a bit scared. I don't know if I should really, trust everybody.
Eliezer Meraz is also from Texas and also a fourth-year student at Northeastern. He had a hard time keeping up academically, living with his family, so the health risk of coming back to campus was worth it for him. Still, Meraz says there's a lot of uncertainty about the new school year.
We're just going to have to kind of just take it one step at a time as students, just kind of make the most of it, really.
For business owners who have long relied on students being around, the start of in-person classes is a welcomed event.
To be honest, we're excited to have the students back.
Billy Moran is the general manager of Cornwall's Pub, a popular bar near Boston University. He says the coronavirus pandemic has been devastating for business. Moran is hoping that with the students back, the family can make up at least some of their losses.
It is a little bit scary because we have people coming back from all over the world, but BU has spent the summer preparing, testing facilities and contact tracing abilities so that they are able to track and trace, and anything that flares up, they'll be able to isolate very quickly.
Northeastern is doing the same thing. Still, school leaders acknowledged there will be things that are outside of their control, like student activity and off-campus housing. Here's what Northeastern's Kathy Spiegelman told Boston City Councilors recently.
We are trying to create a community of caring where people understand what it means to come back and what it means for us all to share this space and this time, given everything.
Even in a typical college year, there are tensions between students living off campus and their neighbors. And that's why some Boston residents are especially nervous this year.
If you're ignoring a whole piece of this, then you're asking for an outbreak again in the fall.
Patricia Flaherty lives in the Mission Hill neighborhood near Northeastern University. She says colleges should take more time to develop better plans for policing behavior off campus.
And is that an acceptable risk? I don't know. I don't want to be one of the acceptable risk numbers.
But other nearby residents, like Pamela Lanes, who also runs a small barbershop in the neighborhood, remain cautiously optimistic.
You'd have to make a conscious decision that if you are going to come back, quarantine. Do everything that you need to do to ensure that you're not the one that's going to, spread anything.
She says she hopes students can hold themselves accountable, just like she is. For Here and Now, I'm Carrie Young.